Welcome to Timeless Vinyl on Sid Valley Radio. It's an hour where we dust off our much-loved 45 RPMs, share our memories, and enjoy the warmth of music that was recorded on little black discs. Would you like a record played? If so, please contact me here at Sid Valley Radio, and I will do my very best to include it in a future programme for you. My email address is julie@sidvalleyradio.co.uk. I'll repeat that, and please note the spelling of my name. It's joolie@sidvalleyradio.co.uk. Okay, so that's it. Now for our first record of today's programme. And genuinely clappy song was released by the Bell Stars in 1982. It was written by Lincoln Chase and was first released by Shirley Ellis in 1965, and the Bell Stars brought it back as one of their singles on Stiff Records, and it did sell well. It charted at number 11 in the UK, and in Australia it made number 4. Now, keeping the happy vibe going, here's an infectious tune from a lady called Shannon.
As soon as we started to move,
The first of her four number ones in the US Dance Club song chart, that was Let the Music Play, recorded by American singer Shannon, and it was released in September 1983. And it was both her debut single and the lead single from her 1984 debut album of the same name. Regarded by some music aficionados as the beginning of the dance pop era, critic and journalist Peter Shapiro actually described the song as a cross between Gary Numan and Tito Puente. I can't just up pictures. Let's hope they leave my head before I go to bed. Let's move on, shall we? And listen to this classic track from 1971. It's by acclaimed Californian band Mew. And they're about to tell us that nobody wants to shine. Oh, what a shame.
Look at the This is Pamela from Feminem, and you are listening to Timeless Vinyl with Jolie. We are now going to play you one of our songs. Hope that you will like it. Bye.
Easy to see. I'm yours. Take me. Don't leave. It's only way I could be. Please don't go and hurt me. I'm not strong to make it without you by my side. Easy to see. I'm yours, we're meant to be. Even when I break down, you're the one I hold on. 'Cause I'm just a woman that disappointed you. Now I'm standing here so tired of my own lies, and I hope that you see truth in my eyes. It's hard to breathe now, it's just so hard to live. 'Cause I've hurt you, but it's
on from the huge and positive response that I received from listeners of this program, as per your requests, demands, and that was another track from the fantastic Croatian trio Feminen, and it's the English version of their 2010 Eurovision Song Contest entry, and the English translation of the title was Easy to See. Now, I wish I had a £5 note for every time I hear somebody say that the ladies were robbed and that they should have won that year. And you know what? I totally agree with you. I think they were robbed. They should have been in the top five at least. It's a beautiful song, one of the best that they had in a long, long time in the competition. But we're not going to let that get us down, are we? We're not going to moan on about it for any longer. Oh, don't get me going. don't get me started. But I'm pretty sure that this next gentleman would agree with that as well. They were robbed. It's Adam Lambert.
Died last night in my dreams, walking the streets of some old ghost town. I tried to believe in God and James Dean, but Hollywood sold out. Saw all of the saints lock up the gates I could not enter. Walked into the flames, called out your name, but there was no answer. And now I know my heart is a ghost town. My heart is a ghost town.
This is Sid Valley Radio.
We'll be right back.
with the timeless message of "If we pull together, we can make things better for everyone." That was "Love Train" by the OJs, taking us right back to 1973. I seem to remember that the music video had a group of people forming a human chain around a railway station. Don't ask me why I remember it, but I do. It was a real station, and it had real railway cars moving along behind them. And throughout the video, more people joined the chain, which they ultimately called the Love Train. Yeah, okay, artistic genius at work, yeah? Okay, now for a record that's requested by Margaret Tyler.
Every day of my life, I'll be in love with you. Every day of my life, I promise I'll be true. I'll never make you cry. Pleases you. Every day of my life,
every day,
I'll need you close to me. And if I have my way,
every day,
that's where you'll always be. I'll prove how much I love you over and over again. Every moment I live, every day of my life,
every day of my life, my way,
that's where you'll always be. I'll prove how much I love you over and over
and over
again. Every moment I live, every day,
every day,
of my life.
Now, with the very first recording of the Al Jacobs and Jimmy Crane song, Every Day of My Life, it was made by a popular American actress by the name of Denise Law. And I was asked to play it by Margaret Tyler, who wanted me to play it for her sister, Mary Whiteley. And it's apparently reminds them of childhood, as it was the only thing that would stop Mary from crying when she was a baby. Aren't you glad Margaret has shared that with everyone, Mary? Yes, absolutely, sisters. You're gonna love them. Apparently, it wasn't just the only thing. It also, further down the message, it said that the record and Del Rosa Rose Hip Syrup would make you stop crying as well. Oh, Del Rosa Rose Hip Syrup. Oh, wonderful stuff. I was partial to a nip of the stuff myself, you know. Oh, Del Rosa takes me back.
I love you all just a little too much. You know you thrill me, baby, with your magic touch. That's why I want you, honey, and love you like I do. I'm gonna scream and shout,
There ain't no doubt about it. That's why I love you like I do.
Like I do.
Well, sometimes I think you get sweet. Oh, just a little too much. You drive me crazy, baby, with your magic touch. You make me feel so good when the moon is shining bright. With our lips together, and you're squeezing me so tight. Well, I went steady once before. Lord, I love the girl next door. She stepped out on me. She said, to be true. And I got over all my dreams. Time went by so fast it seems. Now I know I'll never get over you. All right. I'm gonna scream and shout it. There ain't no doubt about it. That's why I love you like I do.
Like I do.
Yeah. That's why I love you like I do.
Like I do.
Just a Little Too Much, a song written by John Burnett and performed there for us by Ricky Nelson. He'd come to fame and by starring alongside his family in the radio and television series The Adventures of Ozzie and Harriet, and that was back in the early 50s, I seem to remember. He then started making records in 1957, and interestingly, you know the expression teen idol? Well, that was first coined to describe Mr. Ricky Nelson. And then, interestingly, some 40 years later, 1990 in fact, the term was used for two of his children, Gunnar and Matthew, who are identical twins, and they performed under the name of Nelson. Again, another interesting fact here, the Nelson family are listed in the Guinness Book of World Records as the only family to have number one records in three successive generations, beginning with the grandparents, Ozzie and Harriet Nelson, and then, of course, Ricky Nelson, and then the twins. Quite remarkable, don't you think? Anyway, this is from 1990. Gunnar and Matthew Nelson and Can't Live Without Your Love and Affection. Now, next on our record player is Mr. Johnny Mathis, another popular request on this programme. And this is his 1957 recorded of Chances Are. Now, Mr. Mathis is backed here by Ray Conniff and his orchestra, and I'm playing it for all the fans of Johnny Mathis because now I get quite a few emails per week, and I can assure you that the name that I see more often than anybody's is this gentleman. It's Mr. Johnny Mathis.
Chances are, 'cause I wear a silly grin the moment you come into view. Chances are you think that I'm in love with you. Just because my composure sort of slips the moment that your lips meet mine. Chances are you think my heart's your valentine. In the magic of moonlight, when I sigh, hold me close, dear. Chances are you believe the stars that fill the skies are in my eyes. Guess you feel you always be the one and only one for me. And if you think you could, well, chances are your chances are awfully good.
This is Pamela from Feminem, and you are listening to Timeless Winnell with Jolie on Seed Valley Radio.
I do.
Fire was made for dancing. Indeed. A song written by Michael Lloyd and recorded by Leif Garrett in 1978. Gosh, it still sounds so good, doesn't it? It reached number 4 in the UK Singles Chart and number 10 on the Billboard Hot 100 and number 38 on the US Adult Contemporary Charts. And it charted successfully in Australia, Germany and Japan as well. Now, Leif is still making music, and a few years ago, I remember seeing him as part of a TV show called Original Idols Live. And he appeared alongside the likes of Meryl Osmond and the Bay City Rollers. And here's a name you might struggle to place. Danny Bonaduce. Yeah, Danny Bonaduce. The red-headed kid in the TV show The Partridge Family. Yeah. Still none the wiser, are you? So let's move on and have some Diana Ross, shall we?
Around and around, you're turning me. I say
from 1980 and being played for James Dembleton. That was the wonderful Miss Diana Ross and Upside Down. Written by two members of the band Chic, it was chosen as her first single to be taken from her 11th studio album, which was simply called Diana. Another request now, and this is from Tina and Dave Brownlow. Legendary Carole King wrote the music, and the lyrics were by a gentleman called Howard Greenfield. The Everly Brothers took Crying in the Rain all the way to number 6 in the American charts in 1962, and it was played especially here for Tina and Dave Brownlow, who are celebrating their 53rd wedding anniversary tomorrow. Congratulations to you both from all of us here at Sid Valley Radio, and here's wishing you many, many, many more. Now, here are two Israeli ladies with a song you'll know and probably know very well. But I bet you haven't heard this arrangement.
Doesn't hurt me. Do you wanna feel how it feels? Don't you know that it doesn't hurt me? Wanna hear about the deal I'm making? You and if only could, I'd make a deal with God and get him to swap our places. Be running up that road, be running up that hill, be running up that building. So if only could, you. You don't wanna hurt me, but see how deep the bullet lies, and aware I'm tearing you asunder. There's a thunder in our hearts. Is there so much hate for the ones we love? Tell me we both matter, don't we? You, it's you and me. It's you and me. Swap our places, be running up the road, be be running up that hill, be running up that building. And if I only could, darling, you. Come on, baby, come on, darling, let me steal this moment from you now. Come on, angel, come on, darling, let's exchange the experience.
Wonderful cover, I hope you agree, of Kate Bush's Running Up That Hill, and it was by Luna Abu Nazar and Maya Bell Sitzman. And that closes out this week's programme, I'm afraid. I do hope that you've enjoyed listening to some timeless vinyl with me, and that you will join me again next Sunday here on Sid Valley Radio at 2 p.m. And between now and then, I'll try and find you some more forgotten gems. Stay tuned for the Sunday Tea Dance, which is up next. And then at 4 o'clock, we have another old-time radio programme where we revisit radio shows from the golden age of radio. Thank you again, as always, for your messages. And I'll try and make sure that I reply to all of you this week. There was a slight hiccup on the beginning part of the week. I had trouble with my emails, but it's up and running again. So I'll be sure to be replying to those I missed last week. So apologies in advance for that. So I'll see you in a minute for the Sunday Tea Dance. And until then, take it away, Winifred.